The Tampa City Council today passed a motion supporting a compromise bill in the Florida legislature that would divert funding from the state's transportation department into three regional transit authorities in the state, including to BARTA, the agency for the Tampa Bay area. Daryl Smith is Mayor Pam Iorio's chief of staff. He spoke about the bill in the Florida House sponsored by Bradenton Republican Bill Galvano.
It is proposing to use rental car surcharge taxes that are currently being used to support Florida Department of Transportation programs in the various member counties, proposing to divert those funds from transportation use for the counties and allow the regional transportation authorities in the state, three of them in particular, to use those funding sources in order to support the regional transportation authorities.
Smith said the rental tax surcharge would apply only to each of the counties within each of the transportation authorities' districts. For TBARTA, that means Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando, Citrus, Manatee, and Sarasota. The projected revenue would be $19 million annually, and the source could be used for matching federal government support. But Smith said there are some concerns from a couple of interested parties, including the Florida Department of Transportation, also known as FDOT.
You know, they're concerned about losing existing revenues that they have, that they are using to support transportation projects. And there's also concerns by the counties involved, because those counties, in many cases, have the benefit of those funds from before, and the concern of those funds going away from the FDOT use and into a regional transportation authority use is of concern to some of the counties.
At TBARTA's most recent meeting, that board requested that their FDOT member meet with the transportation secretary in Tallahassee, as well as with Representative Galvano, to reach a compromise in going forward. Only representatives from Manatee and Sarasota counties voted against that plan. Currently, there is no such legislation ongoing at all in the Florida House. Immediately after Smith's presentation to the council, City Councilwoman Linda Salcena enthusiastically proposed a motion to support the compromise proposed by TBARTA. But newly christened Council Chairman Thomas Scott questioned Daryl Smith if any other local governments inside of TBARTA's sphere had done so already.
Has the Board of County Commissioners in Hillsborough County voted as a board to endorse the bill?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Has the County Commissioners of Pinellas voted to endorse the bill?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
The counties of Pasco is in there, right? Have they voted? And the reason I'm raising that is because ultimately at the end of the day, you're going to have their support.
Smith said the city hadn't broken down how much money Tampa could potentially lose from the transportation department if these funds are reallocated into TBARTA, as well as regional transit authorities in South and Central Florida that are part of the proposed legislation. Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said one of the many things she's concerned about is that there may be a discrepancy about the aims of FDOT and TBARTA.
As it's working out with FDOT administering things, it's really, they're talking about transportation, which is really wide open, because now they're including, you know, freeways and roads and all kinds of things into this. So I don't know if FDOT has a large claim to losing money, because a lot of that money they're going to be influencing what it's spent on through TBARTA.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena wasn't deterred by the lack of any other municipality weighing in on the issue so far. She said Tampa needs to show leadership for the promise that TBARTA holds out.
It would be my hope that we would provide leadership and we would encourage our friends in the state Senate to come up with a bill and a compromise bill at that. I feel that TBARTA is so important to the future of transit in our area, it needs a source of funding.